The House of Wittelsbach on the Rhine. Its success story began when Otto I became Duke of Bavaria in the year 1180. He had supported the Holy Roman Emperor Frederick I Barbarossa in the battle against the Guelph Henry the Lion and, in appreciation, been given the important principality. 33 years later, in 1214, King Frederick II passed on the County Palatine of the Rhine to Duke Ludwig I of Bavaria. From that time on, he was allowed to adorn his coat of arms with the Palatine Lion.
The Wittelsbach dynasty profited twice from the smouldering conflict between the Hohenstaufens and the Guelphs. It was twice rewarded with principalities snatched from the Guelphs. Under the regency of King Philip of Swabia II, you can see his stony expression next to the lions to the right, the Wittelsbach Ludwig I backed the Hohenstaufens, despite there being a rival Guelph king whom the Pope actually favoured. Of all people, it was a Wittelsbach who murdered Philip of Swabia on the 21st of June 1208 in Bamberg, for personal reasons, it was said. This came at just the right time for the rival Guelph king, and for a brief time, Ludwig I believed he should defect to the Guelphs, even going so far as to marrying his son to the Guelph daughter Agnes of the Palatinate.
The death of Philip of Swabia and the resulting supremacy of the Guelphs might thus almost have changed the course of history and frustrated the rise of the House of Wittelsbach as one of the most important dynasties in the Holy Roman Empire. The ties between the Hohenstaufens and the House of Wittelsbach were not, however, ruptured for long. As soon as Frederick II was old enough to take on the royal crown, Ludwig returned to the Hohenstaufen camp and was rewarded for this. Ludwig I inherited the County Palatine of the Rhine, which would be ruled by the House of Wittelsbach for another 600 years.